It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Oh, not too terrible. 62 degrees outside this morning. Beautiful day yesterday in the Nishina Valley weather-wise.
Yeah, it was. Very nice.
Gorgeous. And you were telling me it looks like the rest of the week's going to be about the same.
Yeah, rest of the week through the weekend, maybe just a slight bit warmer, but it should be pretty nice.
Lower humidity levels, though, are very much welcome.
Yeah, much so.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to go outside and not just start dripping off the brow right away. Been kind of humid out here in the last few weeks. You can tell that if you've been out mowing the lawn here lately. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning as we get our program started. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Suppliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got in a 16-cubic-foot upright freezer near new. Got a front-load washer-dryer with pedestals, also near new. One small used air conditioner, a 6,000 BTU. Got several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Three used built-in dishwashers that have been through the shop. Do have one used automatic washer. Six used refrigerators. Still have that older 18-cubic-foot chest freezer for $85. Works good. One used gas range and four used electric ranges. Got water heaters in stock. They're made in the United States. We got both gas and electric. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and if it needs service later, we'll take care of it. Gas and electric ranges, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special order in several different models. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Well, so much county fair activity has been going on around the area lately. It's kind of your opening act for the Iowa State Fair every year. Get a chance to get a taste of local county fairs, and then you step on into Des Moines for the Iowa State Fair, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. It'll get going here not too far down the road, and you'll see so many things. It's really hard to go through and look and decipher all of the different things that are going on and all the things that you want to see, from entertainment to, you know, whether you enjoy the Midway stuff or you just like to kind of hang around. I mean, there's just everywhere you go, every corner you turn, there's some place to, well, hopefully some place to sit. Sometimes that's at a premium too. But usually a little shade to be had and opportunity just to enjoy some things that are happening. One of the things I noticed here that I saw they sent out a little press release the other day about a project that some youngsters were working on. You know, when you talk about the fair, so many people talk about the food, the Midway, the rides, and you know, the entertainment, all those kinds of things. But also a big part of the fair are the competitions and shows and things that go on. So many of the things that young people have worked so hard on, the projects to have, be able to exhibit at the Iowa State Fair. And one of those things that was going on this time around, if you've been to some of the local fairs, county fairs, you see things like working exhibits, where they actually get people involved and they actually create things in front of you and teach you how to do some things. This isn't really necessarily a working exhibit, but it is kind of cool along those along that way. There's a group called the Robotic Raiders. Now, this is a group of 6th and 7th graders, and they're 4-H'ers, and they created a game called Cyclone Survivor, and they're going to have it introduced this year at the Iowa State Fair. It's kind of interesting. The team, they received the first LEGO League Award for the game. It's designed to help elementary students learn how to be prepared for tornadoes. Practical.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Very practical here for Iowa. Well, the team members, what they did, they discovered a need for educating elementary students about tornado preparedness after they visited with their local county sheriff. And then they did some research online through some different resources. Kelly Tallman, who is Organizational Learning and Accountability Manager with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach 4-H Development, said that, you know, they're really proud of the young men and women for all and their coaches for all of their efforts. In fact, I think this is all guys. It is all guys on this team. She said that they appreciate all their efforts. They've worked hard. They've learned an awful lot as a team. But what it is, it's a game that they put together, and the game includes challenge cards with multiple choice questions to answer. And then you have chance cards that send players either backward or forward on the board. So the object of the board game is to collect these miniature emergency pieces of gear. You place it in your emergency kit, and then the player who has the most gear at the end of the game wins. So the Cyclone Survivor game, they say, can also be customized to help students learn about other natural disasters like ice storms, earthquakes, hurricanes, things like that. Sure makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to get their attention when it comes to things like that, you know, especially with children. You know, you almost have to frighten them to get them to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember being there when I was a young student as well, you know, some of these tornado drills and different things and whatever else. And, you know, we used to have also the old duck and cover stuff and whatever. And, you know, when you grew up in school back in the time during the Cold War and stuff too, when we had fallout shelters, you remember fallout shelters, I assume, some of you that are a little bit older, where we had all the canned water and foods and Geiger counters and whatever else. You know, it was all based kind of largely on fear. You know, the whole educational thing was based on preparedness through fear of what could happen instead of preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to think that if, even with young children, that if they're properly prepared, it eliminates some of the fear, or at least dulls it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's what they're going for here, too. And it's really hard to get, you know, unless you put it in a video game these days, it's really hard to get and keep children's attention. So they've kind of worked it instead into a kind of a board game type thing. And they've put that together. So education in science, technology, engineering, and math. It's kind of what it boils down to. It's known as STEM, and that's part of the 4-H Youth Development Program here in Iowa. And STEM education, like First Lego League, is a natural fit in there for 4-H. And Tallman goes on and says, hands-on education is how youth learn the best, which, you know, we talk about. It helps youth determine their interests for the future. So people who will visit the Iowa State University exhibit at the State Fair on Thursday, August 13th, will actually get a chance to play the game. So you'll get a chance to take a spin on it. You can test your knowledge, see how you rank as far as your knowledge on how to prepare for, survive, and recover from a tornado. The Robotic Raiders team will be special guests at the Camp Sci, a statewide adventure, which is featuring Iowa State University Extension and Outreach work across the state. So if you swing by the State Fair and you happen to be there on Thursday, August 13th, rather, maybe you want to seek that exhibit out and check out some of the work that some of those young folks did. These are 8 team members made up the Robotic Raiders. It doesn't tell me where they're from, but good job for them.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat, all the different projects that you'll see at the State Fair. And, oh, by the way, speaking of the State Fair, tickets for the grandstand shows went on sale a while ago. They do still have some left. They're not ideal, but they do still have some left, and there are just a few short weeks to purchase those tickets yet, too. So, you know, if you were thinking about hitting up some of those grandstand events, what they are saying right now, as of to yesterday, is that great seats are still available for the Christian artist Casting Crowns, and King and Country is a special guest for that show. That's on August 13th. Country artist Justin Moore with Easton Corbin on August 14th. They still have tickets left for that. Reba, you've heard of her, right?
Yeah.
She's everywhere.
Yeah.
She's everywhere. And she's at the Iowa State Fair. Reba has special guest Caroline Cole on August 16th. Alabama, you've probably heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
Special guest Chris Jansen on August 20th. They have tickets for all of those. In fact, they still have some pretty decent seats for those. Also, they say tickets remain for the rock artists Yes and Toto on August 18th. Rockathon, hosted by Eddie Truck, starring Dee Snider, Dokken, Warrant, and Firehouse. That's on August 23rd.
Get the hairspray ready.
Yeah. You know, the crowd for that's getting older, though, too. Pop artist The Fray with special guest Andy Grammer on August 21st. Meghan Trainor with special guest Charlie Puth and Life of Dylan on August 22nd. They also have seats available. Now, they might be scattered a bit, but you still can get some seats for those different concert events. And also the Grand Outlaw National Truck and Tractor Pull, sponsored by the Iowa Farmer Today on August 19th. Still has tickets available for that, too, and that's always a very well-attended show. All those grandstand events have their tickets on sale through Ticketmaster outlets. You can get them online at Ticketmaster.com. Of course, you can call their toll-free number. You can go through the Iowa State Fair ticket office as well, and you can do that any time now, but, of course, those tickets start to get gobbled up again, too. There's always a rush on those entertainment tickets for the Iowa State Fair. I'm thinking, if I remember right, I think they usually go on sale somewhere around April for a lot of the grandstand, especially the musical events, the concerts. And typically it's just a few days that all the good stuff if you want to call it good stuff, you know, the stuff right square in front of the stage is all pretty much taken care of. Now you're kind of reaching out to the edges. But, you know, we went to a couple of concerts last year down there and didn't get on it right away, but still were able to get good tickets. So you can still find some good tickets there, too. So you can check that out, too. I know a lot of folks like to make it a trip to the Iowa State Fair and end up getting some other things, too, not just the daytime stuff, but the nighttime stuff, too. You know, you were talking yesterday. You were looking at the list of the free stage entertainment. Wow.
Yeah. There's some names that you would recognize for sure in there.
There are a lot of good opportunities. I think that's why it's so many people really kind of enjoy the Iowa State Fair. It's just one of those things where you can just wander around, and you literally never know what you're going to run into.
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't know the list of entertainers that day, you just wander around. There's a stage here, a stage there, a stage over yonder, and you just wander around the corner and think, wow, I can't believe. And they're on the free stage. You just sit down and enjoy.
Yeah, there's two different ways to go about it. You can try to plan out your whole day when you know what day you're going, or you can just go and wander, and you're going to run into something that you like, probably, because it's hard to believe. You think of one of those shows, you know, like 38 Specials on one of the free stages. That's an event that would draw people just on its own. And then you've got three or four of those types of things going on at the same time on the fairgrounds. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I know they appeared in Fort Dodge for tickets at their festival up there a couple of years ago. So, yeah, it's amazing what you can find and how much they put into a lot of the so-called free entertainment. Sometimes it's a way better than what you pay for.
Yeah.
I guess that's some of those cases, too. So, yeah, check that stuff all out. There's the Iowa State Fair website, iowastatefair.org. There's a lot of great well, they've got all the information on there, so you can check that out at your leisure, too, and make your plans for the summer. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators in stock. Whirlpool, Maytag, Amann, LG, and Frigidaire. Top trade-ins on any clean used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Got freezers chest and upright from 5-3, including 22 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, built-in and convertible portable. Do have some closeouts on some LG models. And, of course, washers and dryers, top load and front load, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amann, and LG. Tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers that are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, they have 5 years on the washer motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. Speed Queen has introduced some new models, and of course they've increased that warranty from 3 years to 5 years, and that also is a 100% warranty. Stop and see us at W&S at Potsdam, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. And of course, when you talk about free entertainment at the Iowa State Fair, don't forget Bandaloni, the one-man band.
That's the best.
That guy's awesome.
<He's good. laughs>
He really is. All right. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.